Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. 7:06 in the morning here on Tax Day.
Ooh.
Where's that song, Tax Day? You going to find that for us? Okay. KCNR 1460, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning.
You were here yesterday without me.
Well, you were in the, didn't you have your face painted and rolling around in the woods looking for a turkey?
Yeah, we did. So it's now Turkeys 3, Carl 0. So if anybody, you know, and please, people, stop calling me and writing notes to me saying, you know, I have so many turkeys on my property.
In my backyard.
They're roosting on my car.
They're pecking on my back door.
They're chasing my children around the yard. I mean, just stop. Just stop, okay? And then I'm talking to a lady, and she goes, oh, man, I just saw a whole flock of them, a whole gang of them going down the street here.
Gaggle.
And I'm, they could be called a number of different things.
What are they called?
I'm calling them ghost. I'm calling them stealthy turkeys because, and here I'm out with my bro, and he's going, he's making sounds. I mean, these are pretty sensuous sounding turkey sounds.
What every man needs.
Wow. I mean, I know if I was a turkey, I'd have been running. I've been running to get
the other way.
And even worse is we see tracks of a turkey that is the largest turkey ever known to man. We're looking at it, and we're going, wow.
The big foot,
you know what,
of turkeys.
We're looking around because we're thinking, is that maybe we didn't bring enough guns.
Well,
it is that big. That
zombie
turkey was that
turkey.
Big. That turkey was that big. Those tracks were so big. They were so big, it was probably carrying other turkeys around with it. Anyway, so did we see it,
it's
though?
It's a good story, though, to tell. Come back and talk
it.
About
we didn't see it. No. I don't know what it is. It's always, gosh, you've been here yesterday. Yesterday.
We had a great day yesterday. Sorry. We missed
anyway,
you. We did have the guy running for supervisor. And,
yeah,
and our chat pack will tell you in the chat pack. I will stay on the air. You know, we give everybody a fair shake.
How was Mr. Venus?
I think we're trying to figure out what his stances are.
Okay.
You know, he said he wants to interview for the office. He does not want to run as an official. He doesn't like anything that has to do with a political aspect of the word running.
This is what Jarhead says. Carl and Linda should have a candidate every day just like him, and we can make up his history and goals.
Well, anyway,
we
give everybody a fair shake. Yeah, he did say he was transported here. 42 degrees in the downtown studios. If you'd like to know what the weather's going to be today, sunny and high with our temperatures reaching around 73. Lows tonight, 51. Tomorrow calls for 84. That's, gosh, my guys. And mostly clear, 56. Sunny and Sunday, around 88. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read it, Shasta Gas Propane, they are our sponsors for the weather, where they are locally owned and operated, and they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Great stories I'm hearing about Shasta Gas Propane. They're going the extra mile.
Yeah, people just calling in. Bad Bob told a story about it. Somebody just called him and told him about it. Okay. If it's Friday, it must be Pet of the Week. And if it's Pet of the Week, it must be Spencer.
Spencer, good morning.
Spencer
good morning.
Brought the Arnold Schwarzenegger
of dogs
today. I tell you what, you think we're kidding. This dog looks like it's been lifting weights for like, 10 years.
You call him a boxer.
Bulldog.
Bulldog. Oh, okay.
This is a bulldog on, I mean, it does. I mean, he's like muscly more muscly.
And short and stout. And,
yeah.
You know, this morning I brought with me Adonis. He's, believe it or not, he's 8 years old.
There you go.
He's eight years old.
Wow.
He doesn't act like he's eight, though. He acts like he's a big puppy. he's an amazing dog. He came into our shelters astray. Unfortunately, no one ever came looking for him. Someone spent some time with him. He knows all of his basic commands. He knows sit. He walks really well on a leash, loads right up into a vehicle. And, you know, he looks like a big bad dog, but he is a giant teddy bear who just thinks he's a lap dog.
Mm-hmm.
If he was given the opportunity, he's going to be the dog that's going to be spread out across your bed, taking up half the bed, even though he's pretty small guy.
Yeah, he's been laying down on the, in the studio floor with his little froggy legs.
Yes.
Yeah, so cute.
So he's probably about 50 or 60 pounds. He
of
is
muscle.
Of muscle. He's a short, squatty little guy that's just, like you were saying, muscle on top of muscle.
This is the kind of, if you saw a guy like this, this is the kind of guy you would never want to fight. Though this dog, of course, isn't like, I'm just talking about if you saw a guy like this. Because they're short, they have no neck. And they're so compact, you couldn't ever get them off their feet. That kind of thing. You know, if he came up and spit in your chest, you just rub it in and say, thank you. You know, that kind of thing. But this dog came over, licked my hand.
Yeah,
just said, you know what, I kind of like it around here.
Yeah.
So we can see this dog today when we go to Haven Humane. Tell everybody what the deal is.
So you could stop by our shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. We do have a picture of him at havenhumane.org. You guys will have a picture up here shortly of him. And wait till you see the picture. He's just got an ear-to-ear smile on his face.
He's just a happy dog.
He's an amazing dog, and he's such a great dog that we actually had somebody sponsor almost his entire adoption fee. So
fantastic. Okay.
That's great. So you can get this dog practically for free.
Almost, yes.
Almost. And you know what? What's he rated with?
We have him rated for a home with kids 8 and older, just because, you know, he probably wouldn't want a toddler climbing on his back and trying to ride him like a horse.
Right.
But, you know, he's an amazing dog, and like I said earlier, he is actually afraid of other dogs.
Really?
Wow.
So,
Spencer, what else is happening at Haven Humane? We have just a few seconds here left.
So we have a Stuff the Bus Barrel out at our shelter right now, mm-hmm. to where if you bring in any canned food, we will reduce any adoption fee by
$20.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you, Spencer, from Haven Humane. Again, phone number and address.
241-1653, and our address is 7449 East Side Road.
East Side Road.
Cool. So hey, this
Adonis.
Is really a good-looking dog, Adonis. I swear, you know, I mean, what, every so often you see a dog that's got such a personality.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. He just is kind of like looking around like he's very sure that, hey, things are fine.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Okay.
It definitely. Thank you so much, Spencer. It's a pet of the week, a moment here on KCNR 1460 from Haven Humane. We love it.
Let's go to
thank
the phones.
You so much.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I want to talk to you a little bit about turkey hunting.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh.
It's not very sporting to get up before daylight and get those turkeys out of bed to shoot them.
Oh.
That's number one.
Oh, okay.
And secondly, if Linda went turkey hunting, she could probably go down and get a turkey home faster than you could and a whole lot cheaper.
Well, thank you.
So far, that turkey's cost me about $150 a pound. So
I figure that's kind of like my fish.
Yeah, your fish. You know what? You could go anywhere and get that fish, but no, we have to go out there and just keep trying. But you know what? Here's the thing is that the big thing is going out in the morning early like that and walking around. We were in a new area, so we traipsed around this whole big area. We didn't once hear a gobble. So we're getting ready to leave, but it was beautiful out there. In fact, we were walking in this one area. As we're walking down this road, we get to a sign that says, this is an open space area, no guns allowed. And we thought, oh. So we walked back down, got back in, and left. But then as we're getting ready to leave, a gentleman came by and said, oh, no, they're moving their way down here now. They ought to be here in like 30 minutes. Well, obviously turkeys didn't know that because turkeys have all day to do nothing. So we just sat there underneath the tree for, 45 minutes, an hour, before we realized that the turkeys were playing with us. So we had to leave. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you have to be smarter than the turkey to shoot it, you know.
Well, you know what? We're starting to realize that. I'm thinking about just doing what everybody else does and running it down with my car. So.
I think that's probably the best way to do it. Road
no.
run them a little bit.
Stop that.
Sure makes the world a difference.
Get a roadkill. I mean, that's the only way I'm ever going to get it. I'm going to go see a turkey on the side of the road and run over and get it, throw it in the back of the car, take a photo. Okay.
You guys.
Hey, Henry, thanks a lot.
Okay, you take her easy.
Oh, my God.
One of the reasons I can get up at 4 in the morning is...
Because, yes, thank you so much, Henry.
I have my sleep number bed.
That's true.
That's it.
We went to bed super early the night before. You know what? I find that, you know, we've been talking about how we've been able to accomplish a lot. And you know, people say, how do you do it? How do you do it? I really believe, well, we have to be disciplined by, first of all, by the fact that we go to bed rather early. Nine-ish, you know, electronics are turned off, so we turn the TV off and all that stuff. But, you know, you have to have a ritual. And so, and then plus on top of that, you have to have a really good mattress. And we really, really sincerely believe in our sleep number. That is how we're able to go down into the deep rest and get up in the morning and be able to do the things we do. I don't know how I would be able to function. Because I know if I don't get a good night's sleep for some reason, that maybe I ate too much sugar or something like that, I just can't. My day is hard to function.
It is. And that's why sleep number is so important. And with the Sleep IQ technology, you can't beat it. Right now, that you can pick up a bed at Sleep Number for only $799.99. That is an extraordinarily good price for a bed that's rated number one by Consumer Reports, made in America, guaranteed. All of this down at the Target Shopping Center in the Sleep Number store. Head on down there. See the professionals that work there at Sleep Number. They will find you the bed that fits you perfectly. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages. It is 7:17 in the morning, and we can talk about something that happened last night that we think everybody should see. We'll be right back.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi Don, just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, and I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years, this has been one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital in Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbuff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Eggside. Brought to you by Diamond Dust. Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Peak. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Tax Man, that's right, today's tax day.
Oh, gosh.
Making everybody happy. I have so many smiles around the place. Oh, yeah, it's taxes. It is 7:20 in the morning here on April the 15th. 42 degrees out there, going up to 73 today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend and a beautiful week. Weather Report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. In this portion of the show, brought to you by Properties by Merit and Agent John Scaife. That's right. He can do anything from professional commercial real estate, I should say, to homes, ranches, anything you want, and everything in between. He's used to negotiating for the best price for both himself, when I say himself, his team of buyers and sellers. Check out his website at pbmerit.com or call him at 338-2112. John Scaife, Properties by Merit.
Welcome this morning to Ron Largent. Of course, we love here on KCNR, we talk politics, but we love when we talk about art and music and juicy good stuff that has to do with the arts. And you're here to talk about the three concerts that are coming up here in the next 2 weeks.
We have two very, very exciting weeks in music. If you love music, it doesn't get any better than this in the North State. And it starts tomorrow night, Shasta Symphony Orchestra, under the leadership of Dr. Duane Corbin. And we have an oboe soloist. In fact, she was in last Saturday to play part of her solo.
Oh, boy. I love oboe.
Amber Jensen on oboe. This gal is great. She's a high school senior, but outstanding. She's already got a few future in oboe. It's going to be tomorrow night, Saturday night, and then Sunday we have a matinee. So two concerts, Shasta Symphony Orchestra. I play in the Shasta Symphony Orchestra. It's a privilege to play in there. It's a very, very high-quality group. Great, great music.
And you're a high-quality guy, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but I can tell you one thing. We have great music online for the Shasta Symphony. That's tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon. Tickets at Shasta College, EDU.
Will you be playing in the theater there?
We're in the Shasta College Theater, yeah.
Okay, and how many, when you say the symphony, is it a full?
Full symphony, yeah. We're using everything. We have all the percussion. We're doing a special number that was arranged and composed for us called the Shasta Fanfare.
Ooh.
With brass, and it's good. It's really
wow,
exciting.
Wow, who composed that?
A local guy that Duane Corbin knew.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have his name right now, but he is a local guy that did this for Duane.
Fantastic. So that's exciting.
Yeah, and Duane does a great job leading it. And, of course, we love to play that kind of music. So it's a great, great concert, Saturday night and Sunday.
And what an honor to be able to play an original piece that was written specifically dealing with Shasta
and
in mind.
And it sounds like Shasta. You know, it's got all those. It's exciting, and it's called the Shasta Fanfare.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a great one. And then we're doing the Still Symphony, which is another American composer. STILL was the composer. And it's a variety. It's got everything from Southern gospel music up through the exciting George Gershwin type sound. Mm. So it's a wonderful concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then to continue on, we have the Shasta Jazz Band, and that's what I wanted Ken to come in.
Very exciting.
Ken Reed is an outstanding saxophonist. He plays all the saxophones in various groups around town. Ken is in the Shasta Jazz Band. You've been in it for a number of years.
I've been in it for probably at least 10 years, maybe a little more, almost 12 maybe. So,
well, I'm excited now. You're talking down my alley here, and I am looking forward to hearing more about you and your band.
Well, the Shasta College Jazz Big Band is a traditional big band. We have saxophones, trombones, trumpets, rhythm section. We play a wide variety of music. We play jazz standards. We play some more modern stuff. This semester we're playing a jazzed up version of the Steely Dan song Peg, which is very cool. So we play a lot of standard stuff that you'll recognize, some stuff you won't recognize, but it's all done in a very good way, and it's very fun.
Are you a teacher?
I am not a teacher.
Okay, no, I'm just curious, you know, because some of the guys that I play with, most of them all teach, so I always wonder, you know, in that, as playing, if you're also a teacher, because I think that's great stuff, too.
Yeah, I've never had that opportunity.
Well, good.
How many members of your band?
About
20?
Yeah.
And you cover all gamuts. You have piano players and everybody.
We have an awesome piano player.
Who's that?
Dr. Bob Hansen.
Okay.
Cool.
Very, very talented jazz pianist.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And you have then clarinetist?
We do not have clarinets. We have we have saxophones, trumpets, and trombones.
Okay.
And one of our trombone players is with us today. And the nice thing about this band is we have students and ex-students like Ken.
Okay.
And we play along with these students, and they're great. And Matthew Gunther is with us today. Matthew is a Turtle Bay Elementary School, and then Shasta High School, and then Cal Poly, and now he's back playing in the Shasta Community Jazz Band with us.
Indeed. It is great to be playing jazz band again. I actually took a couple of years off from playing. I played in the Cal Poly Ensemble for a couple of years, and then after moving back to Reading, it kind of took a year off and then found out, oh, hey, Shasta has a jazz band. I'd love to play in that.
So you took a year off from playing? How is that on your lips?
Not good.
Yeah, so I'm just, you know, I mean, did you walk around, Sue, with your mouthpiece and just, or do you just totally walk away from it?
I occasionally practice with myself. Sometimes when I'd be visiting, I went back to visit friends in San Luis Obispo, and I jammed with them.
Okay.
What do you? What do you do here in town?
Here in town, I'm a student at Shasta College. I'm going to get an engineering associate's degree at the end of next fall, and then we'll be transferring back to Cal Poly. I actually work as a cashier at The Habit currently.
Okay. All right. So that's good because, you know, Cal Poly, I'm familiar with Cal Poly in that way. But great. So are we going to hear something?
You brought your instrument. You can't just bring it. You can't bring it just for show and tell. You have to do a little show and tell over the air. So what do we have? You have a little piece for us this morning?
I'm just going to do a little bit of improving for you.
Okay, improving. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we do a lot of jazz.
You know, Matthew does such a wonderful job, but he's also, along with other young people, are in the community jazz, community big band, the big symphonic band. And this is going to be Dr. Larry Grandy's final concert. Mm. It's going to be very emotional. It's coming up in 2 weeks. It's coming up on April 29th and April 30th, Friday and Saturday. It's going to be a great one. It's going to be very emotional. Larry's been there for 28 years.
Mm-hmm. And Ron, many people don't know that, or maybe they do know, but you're well known in our community on so many levels. But you play wonderful trumpet.
Trombone. I'm a trombone guy.
Thinking you're trumpet.
Well, last night I played trombone.
You have played. Okay.
No, I'm always a trombone
guy.
Well,
my goodness, I'm embarrassed.
Well, that's okay. Lots of people make that mistake. But last night I played trombone with the big band. We have about 15 trombones in that group, and boy, did we sound good last night. The community band is clearly the finest community band in the state of California, 135 members.
Wow.
And it is powerful.
Okay, now, so it's going to be this weekend?
This weekend, Shasta Symphony.
Shasta for Symphony.
And then a week away, a week from next Wednesday, is the Shasta Jazz Band. And then the following weekend, the 29th and the 30th, is the Shasta College Community Symphonic Band. It's wonderful.
All right. You know, big weekends of music.
Lots of music.
There's something for everybody.
And, of course, your show on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, and we'll talk about this a little more tomorrow. But
all right.
I just can't overemphasize the fact we are so privileged to be here with this kind of music.
We,
and then, of course, Linda, with your jazz. I mean, we have so much going in music, and people don't realize it. But almost every night there's something going on. If you're a musician, like Matthew, you can get in one of the groups. If you're like Ken. Ken plays on weekends. I mean, we're together a couple times every week in different groups. So there's a lot going on. This is a big
week. You want to go out there and jam with them a little bit?
I would love to just come out and support you guys anyway.
Well, we'll be sure that you have tickets. So we'll look forward to seeing you.
All right. We're here, of course, with Ron Largent, and we're talking music for the next 3 weeks. So,
Thanks, guys.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:29 here on Tax Day.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story, April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243 8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. It's Friday, April the 15th, tax day. How many people paid your taxes already? How many people have said, yeah, here's my money, Uncle Sam. I want you to have it early. Keep it as long as you want. I'm just waiting until now so you can use it even longer. And then and make sure that you, I want my money to go to make sure that those illegals that are here get a good college education and those veterans don't get services at all. You know, that have served our country, that are wounded. Yeah, I want to make sure they don't get the services, but I have to make sure that those people that are here illegally do. 7:33 in the morning. Is there a little bit of cynicism in my voice? 42 degrees, going up to 73 today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. If you have not been out to Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes, you're missing a good deal. They have a full butcher shop, which their meat prices are really super because Ed and Kyle DeFore, who own the store, Ed, the father, is a butcher. And he makes sure everybody has, you know, he cuts these pieces of meat just perfectly and gives great prices on it. Over 250 different kinds of beer there for all those long-distance runners that want to carb up before and after. In fact, you can carb up so much before you don't even have to worry about after. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake, breakfast, lunch, and now the barbecues are starting. So you can pick up barbecue for the whole weekend. Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned, locally operated, over 20 local people here working there, support our local businesses, Mighty Fine Foods. Now, we are here with Dr. Kara Tennant, one of our favorite times of the month.
Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
She's a veterinarian at Care Animal Hospital, and somebody said the other day that they took their cat over to you,
mm-hmm.
and that you are a cat person. Are you a cat
yeah,
person?
I do love cats.
They
and
said
that's
that,
so cool.
They said that you are the cat person.
Well, no, it's a really big deal because, you know, we talk about that. We have a lot of people that are cat people or they're dog people. And I happened to be up at the doggy park and somebody had a cat that they actually brought up in a stroller and said, oh, I think we're going to have to put her down tomorrow. And she was just like distraught. And I said, you need to get another opinion and go to Dr. Kara Tennant. She goes, oh, I've heard a lot about her. In fact, my friend's gone to her and really loves her. So, you know, the word's getting out.
Well, that's
the word is out that you're the bomb.
The cat lady. The cat lady.
I love dogs, too.
Yes. I know.
But
is it really? You really like cats that much, huh?
I love them.
Really?
They're so special.
They are. Oh. I mean, they are.
All right, so here we are in the month
of April.
There's a cat
that sits on top of my roof. Makes my dog crazy. Just sits there and looks, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then at night comes down off the roof and drops onto the patio, or in the front of the house. It drops down on that. That dog, no matter where it is, it hits that door running to try and get outside for that cat. And that cat just you know sits there and licks its paws and wanders off. 3 o'clock in the morning, you can almost set your watch by it. So I'm thinking about. No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
No,
so let's talk to Dr. Kara Tennant and find out. Okay, it's the month of April.
That's right.
And we have you come on once a month because I think it's really important. As seasons change, you know, we're starting to get into spring. It's been raining. It's been sunny. Then it's been raining. It's been sunny. Have you been noticing more? What are you seeing? What's the trend in April?
Right now it's fleas. And I know I've spoken about it before, but right now they're crazy.
They are, they? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there's various ways you can take care of this.
That's right.
Fleas. Mm-hmm. Besides the old thing where you could shave your animal in half, right, and then put a little kerosene on them. And when all the fleas ran into the other side, you could sit there and catch them as they ran out.
I think he's got a Friday warp. He's got the Friday warp happening.
Jared likes that, right, Jared? You've heard that before,
okay.
Right? Yeah.
So seriously, we are.
Okay, that's not the way to do
it. There are so many fallacies about fleas. And what's the truth about fleas? How long can they live? We had a dog in here earlier. Are there fleas in the carpet because he was here scratching? How long do they stay alive?
They can stay alive for a long time. So life cycle is usually about 3 months. But once they get into their larva or the pupa, then they can stay dormant for a while until something warm and furry walks by.
Wow.
Warm and hairy or just warm and furry? Okay.
Warm and furry. They don't like people so much.
Okay.
People can have reactions to them, but that's if you have a really, really high flea burden.
Because mostly they won't jump on people.
Not so much. Not unless you have a ton of them. You know, like what happens is you leave for vacation and your pet has fleas, but the fleas are staying in the house and they're in their, you know, their larva or their pupa stage, and then they're just waiting, and then you come home and that's when they go crazy.
Wow.
So that's when you see a lot of the, you know, jumping on people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, because they used to have a thing called flea busters, and when I bought a house in Sacramento, I bought a house and the carpet was obviously infested with fleas. And I had a dog at that time. And even though it was shampooed, the fleas were a problem. So I really literally had to bring in flea busters at that point. And it took 3 days. 3 days with this, whatever they put, like white stuff. So just think about that.
DDT.
Well, it was... safe for the animals to be around, but it was a horrific experience to go through. So if anybody's ever had something that's flea infested or where their larva has been laid and then they hatch out, it can happen to the nicest of environments.
Here's a comment. Oh, I hate fleas. It's kind of a freaky button.
It is a freaky button.
So what do you do to get rid of these little monsters besides burn your house down?
You need to have all your pets on a flea preventative, everyone in the house. So a lot of people just have their dogs, but then the cats are going in and out. Or even if you have an indoor cat, you've got your dogs going in and out, and a flea can hitchhike on the dog and they jump on the cat who's not protected. So everybody needs to be protected by a flea preventative. And there are so many so many you can buy. Almost all of them are over the counter. You don't need a prescription for them. And then the tricky thing is cats, because they are so sensitive, and a lot of these over the counter flea medications can kill them.
Can be toxic.
Exactly. So call your veterinarian.
Call your veterinarian. Recommended. So that's what you're seeing in the month
of
April.
You're saying that because cats are so sensitive and delicate.
They are so sensitive and delicate.
They're kind of like godlike little creatures. Is that what you're saying?
Are you
just sit around, look around, and go, you know what? People feed me, take care of me. I must be a god.
Are you seeing allergies?
The allergies are just starting right now. And because of the fleas, too. But also all the pollen in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I know
your little dogs might be having little snorty problems because they're getting a little stuff up in their noses and everything.
The interesting thing about animals is especially with the dogs, when they have allergies, they usually don't show it with sneezing and runny eyes and runny nose like we do. They show skin infections. They're itchy. They're itchy, or they lose hair, or they lick their feet.
Might chew on their little legs a little bit.
The chew on their legs. Chew on their legs, chew their feet.
Mm-hmm.
No, because we saw that the other day.
Mm-hmm. How many days a week do you do surgery?
Five.
5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have surgery today?
I don't have surgery today.
Okay.
So on my later days, I don't.
Okay.
My colleague does.
So when you did that gal that was here with you last time, did she end up... she's going to be with us.
Well, she'll start in October.
I'm excited about that.
She's a feisty little
person.
She's feisty.
There was a great connection with the two of you, and I thought, how nice to be able to have a coworker. You know, she loves to, race, and you know, it's just nice to, you know, have like-minded people that you can, you know, talk shop with after hours. You know what? You know, you're sitting across the table talking about the bone of the blah, blah, blah that we had to take apart for the blah, 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 and somebody's like looking at you like, I totally get what you're saying.
Did you see that explosive diarrhea today? Wow! And then your husband, oh, God.
It's pretty much go run around.
There you go. Okay. Hey, so we know that fleas are a big thing. Now, and then allergies.
Hmm.
The summer's coming on fast. It's going to be in the 80s this week.
Yep.
You're going to start seeing heat problems.
Yep. So that's what I thought we would talk a little bit about today, because it's starting to get warm. It's supposed to be in the upper mid 80s.
Till all through next week, and then we may even see a 90 day. We've already seen a 90 day already, and it's supposed to cool off a little bit. But then I bet after that one, it's just going to start rising again till we get to hit our normal 112s. So heat in your animal.
So any enclosed space, especially your car, is really dangerous, and you don't want to leave your pet for any amount of time in there.
I have a story to share, and perhaps you can, if I were to have brought our dog Snooki, or Elk Killer as Carl calls her, and or had called
you. That's your street name.
Okay, so it's 80 degrees out, that's all. 80 degrees, which is what we're having this weekend, and I took her to Merry Lake, she's part Pomeranian, so she's got what we call this double coat. So she does overheat, but, you know, the mind that we're thinking 80 degrees isn't, okay, it's a beautiful day out, it's wind, you know, there's breeze. By the time we got, you know, that's 3/4 of a mile, I believe. By the time we got to the back of the lake, okay, and I've got her on a leash, and she's, like, panting beyond. So I start to think, okay, well, I know she's, you know, it's warm. It's probably she's getting warm. So then I have a whole other part of the lake to get around. By the time we got to around the other bend, I started to get alarmed. So I pick her up, and she is now in an uncontrollable pant. And I got, you know, I don't have water on me. I mean, there's a lake there, but she's, so I get her in the car. I'm only like half a mile from my house. So I get her in the car, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out, like, all of a sudden now I'm in a light. You never get behind a light really that badly in Reading. So I get her home, and I'm starting to worry that she's going to go into, like, convulsions, and I don't know what to do. What's your recommendation?
Put her feet in cool water. Not ice water, but cool water. And that's going to be the fastest way to cool her down.
How do you like that?
Could you put her in the lake? Could you put a little?
You could put her feet in the lake.
Put her little feet
okay.
in the lake. But don't wet her down all over.
Mm-mm.
Because
you don't need to do that.
And not the neck, because people automatically think wipe the face of the, like you would a human, wipe the face with cold cloth, but it really comes down to their paws.
That comes down to their paws.
See, that's the beautiful thing of having Dr. Kara Tennant on the air. That is right there. The people listening, that's going to be invaluable for them to know this summer.
It is so important to carry some cool water with you so that you could, you know, cool your pet down and make sure there's lots of cool water to drink.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. You know, that is good because,
cool
you know, what
water.
I do is sometimes she's pan, you know, it's hot. We don't have the, and what I'll do is take a wet washcloth. And there's a fan going. And I'll just wipe her off like this, but maybe it doesn't do anything for her. I would think it would cool her a little bit, but maybe not, huh?
Maybe a little bit. Feet are going to be.
The feet are the big thing. Okay. Well, then I usually go over, that's right, and then I wipe your face off.
Yeah.
So usually it's you first.
But then,
her.
I looked it up online, and I was looking that she's the Pomeranians were bred kind of like in the Eskimo family. So they're Arctic dogs. Who would ever think? What are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. Carl's laughing.
I'm just laughing. I'm going, little Arctic dogs.
Because they're Arctic dogs. So they're built differently. They're built for cold, not for heat. And we're thinking 80 is not a big deal, but they've got all, yeah.
We're still taking
a break.
Okay,
we're taking a break. Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by.
Thank you, Dr. Kara Tennant. We'll be back after these messages, right? Brought to you by Bastiani Arms.
Located at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Hey. 7 years in the business, great business they've got. Why? Because of customer service. You can't beat it. Bastiani Arms open Tuesday through Saturday. Whether you're looking for a pistol, shotgun, long gun, any type of shooting accessories, reloading accessories, they've got them all down at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Concealed carry classes, hunter safety classes. One-stop shopping. It is a locally owned, locally operated gun store right there that offers really great discounts to veterans. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. Or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists.
GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A Turtle Bay membership is your key to 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year, your membership to Turtle Bay is an incredible investment for you, your family, and your community. For less than $7 a month, two adults and up to four kids can get into the park every single day that Turtle Bay is open for a full year from date of purchase. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
How can you go wrong with coming in on that song? Woo! Billie Jean.
Carl and DeBot here on Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. It's 10 minutes until the hour of 8 on Friday here, April the 15th. Does anybody know what's happening this day? Let me think. Mm. Oh, that's right. This is involuntary servitude to the government, you're just giving them this stuff. But look what we get back for it, though. We get corruption at the highest levels.
Come on.
We get okay. All right. I'll stop because this
be
is
positive.
The happy time.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Hey,
but
this
I
portion
did hear.
Of the show is,
go ahead. Do that. And I have to tell you what I heard about the 19th.
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A great place for the Espresso Joes that you can get coffees, espressos, lattes, anything you want, and it's not going to cost you the bank to have that. Vendors get discounts at Espresso Joes. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is absolutely just almost perfect. All of this in a veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew, where veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
On April 19th, is it not true that that's the last day that you can register to vote?
I don't know.
I think the 19th is the last date that you can register to vote. And what party you want to vote for?
You know, at this point, I'm thinking people are trying to find a third party. But
I'm just saying that, you know, we had a girlfriend that didn't know about it, and she happened to be in the post office for something else, and then found out on that particular day, or maybe she was by the county clerk for something, and she happened to be there that day and said, if I hadn't been there that day, I would have been too late for her district to vote for something. So anyway, pay attention. We can't just like, oh, we just go to the polls.
That cleared it up.
Well, you know, pay attention to whatever it is about April 19th. Look it up.
Look it up. Come on. We're just giving you a warning.
You want to be able to vote.
That's
in this
right.
Election.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Cary Animal Hospital. We're talking about heat and heat-related problems. Now, a car can increase its heat by something like 40 degrees. In a very short time. So if it's 90 in that car, that dog's dead. If you leave it in there without the or your cat or your children, mm-hmm. I mean, and people do this every year, and people know about this, mm-hmm. and they feel absolutely horrible afterwards. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't do any good to feel horrible afterwards.
That's right. Sometimes it's an accident. Sometimes you think, oh, I'm just going to run in here for a quick 10 minutes. But
I saw. You know, you see these photos, you know, people print, and there's this dog in a car, and the window's open like this a little bit, and the sign on the window says, the air conditioner is running, and he's listening to Boz Scaggs. The dog's like this. Dog looked happy to me.
Wow.
I mean, that's okay then, right? If you leave your car running, it's got air conditioner on.
Heartworm.
Yeah, April is National Heartworm Month.
April is National Heartworm Month. What happens? We've talked about it before, but please refresh my memory, our memory, about heartworm comes from?
Mosquitoes. And I think everyone can agree with me in that the mosquitoes are horrendous right now.
Right.
And anyone can get heartworm as far as dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. Even strictly indoor cats, we all see mosquitoes in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody needs to be on a heartworm preventative.
Okay, yeah. So these are, we're talking about preventative flea, preventative, which is something that goes into the system that is not harmful to the pet, that will help will be able to, what's it called? It puts it like a something in the system where the fleas don't want to bite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it'll kill them if they do.
Okay, kill them, mm-hmm. which is good. Mm-hmm. And then with the heartworm, that is the same kind of idea.
Mm-hmm. So prevention is really important because once you have them, whether it's fleas. Once you have fleas, it's really tough to get rid of. You're going to be spending months seeing these fleas. With heartworm, oh, it's preventable. You can prevent it. If your pet gets heartworm, if your dog gets heartworm, the treatment is dangerous. It's tough on the body, and it is so expensive. It is, for, I'd say, a 50-pound dog, you're going to be spending probably $1,500 at least. And so if you think about how much a heartworm preventative is every month, you're spending $8, $9 a month. It is way more cost-effective to do that.
And they taste good.
And they taste, most dogs like them. There are some little picky ones. Oh, they won't eat it.
The killer just takes it, puts it on her lip.
Did you have any?
In fact, we've been known to grind it up and she snorts it. So,
did you have dogs coming in? And again, let's just talk about the poisonous aspect of chocolate after Easter. Did you have any kind of situations with pets getting into the Easter candy?
You know, I did not.
Okay.
How great is that?
That's because we warned everybody right here, keep the chocolate away from the dogs. That's right. We had a couple of chocolate ODs at our house, but it wasn't in Elkhart.
Just curious, because that always happens at Halloween.
Yeah. Halloween and holidays.
Christmas, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so heat, fleas, allergies. Gosh, this big three here in April. Heartworm month. And it's true. You can get the heartworm medicine. And just give it to your animals right at the beginning of the month, and you don't have anything to worry about, because we take our dog all the time up to the Benton Dog Park, and she socializes with every kind of animal out there. And you know, some of them haven't been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. You know, there's things in the grass there. She has never come home. She's never been ill. Linda obsesses a little bit when she pants. And we have to look at her and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But
well, I had a dog once. You know, that had an enlarged heart and it wasn't caught. So then again, I know that you would be the vet that would catch that the three x-rays were what caught it. It wasn't till later on. But so I really really appreciate yourself. And how about rattlesnakes? I mean, we know that it's getting warm. So what about rattlesnakes?
Oh, rattlesnakes. You just have to keep your eyes peeled. If your pet is bitten by a rattlesnake, then bring it in immediately. We can use anti-venin, and that can help. Some dogs don't need it. It kind of depends on the location sometimes and the size of the dog. It's really important. If you have a 100-pound dog.
Should you put like a constricting band above the wound? I mean, that's what we do to people.
If you're out in the field?
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's at your house or something, I mean, can you put like a little... I mean, does that slow it up, or does that make any difference? Or just get them to the vet as soon as you can?
Get them to the vet as soon as you can.
Got it. Hey, what is the name of the flea preventative you mentioned or recommended?
For dogs?
You said it does not harm the dog.
I was probably talking about Bravecto, oral tablet that lasts for 3 months.
Oral tablet that lasts for 3 months called Bravecto.
Mm-hmm. Bravecto.
Okay. And you can get that where?
Through a vet.
That is through a vet.
Yeah, that one you need an exam for. A physical exam. So as long as you had one within a year, you can call your vet. And
All right.
So the one thing I wanted to mention is Love Your Pet Expo is having an event on April 30th, and I'm going to be out there giving free dental exams.
That's the next thing we need to talk about, dental exams and teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when is it?
April 30th.
April 30th, Saturday, 10 to 4.
10 to 4. Mm-hmm. At?
It's at the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds. Yeah, we talked about it. I think we're going to be talking about it again next Tuesday too.
Okay.
About the
free dental exams.
I know. So nice,
now,
right?
If dogs usually are on, like, they have hard food or crunchy food and bones, they usually should be okay, right?
You know,
but you can't tell.
No, so genetics has a lot to do with it, and unfortunately, small breed dogs are prone to dental disease, and hard food's not always enough. It's just like us, if we just ate hard food, we're still going to, and not brush our teeth, we're going to have lots of tartar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they don't brush their teeth, right? So we have to do that for them, and if we don't do that, then cleaning's probably a good idea.
Brushing teeth. Do you brush your teeth?
What are you asking?
Do you brush her teeth? That's what I asked.
Do I brush her teeth?
Yeah.
Or do I brush my teeth?
No, her teeth. We don't care about your teeth. It's her teeth. Have they been brushed? You know what? You see a non-answer right there. Did you see a non-answer?
That was good.
I couldn't get clarification from you today, Carl.
How would you use that in a sentence?
Could you use that in a sentence, please?
Can I hear that in a different sentence?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Dr. Carrie Tennant, Carrie Animal Hospital, we're so happy. You're always happy when you're here. I can see where you just love your animals. And when you said today, you know, cats are special. It takes a special person to love cats.
Again, the phone number at Carrie Animal Hospital
is 244-2287.
All right. You can go online, and a fabulous website, very informative.
It's on Hilltop.
It's on Hilltop.
Yeah, right at the far end, close to Bartell Burgers, next to the car wash.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages, after the news, with Rodeo.
Another cowboy.
We'll be right back.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. For the second time in 5 months, Defense Secretary Ash Carter landed on board a U.S. aircraft carrier, in the bitterly contested South China Sea, sending a deliberate message to China.
It's a message to the region that the United States intends to continue to play a role in keeping peace and stability in this region.
With a key Asia-Pacific ally at his side, Carter's visit on board the USS John C. Stennis underscored persistent complaints from the U.S. and its allies in the region about China's military buildup in the South China Sea. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the people who protested outside the GOP gala last night in New York were not real protesters.
You take a look outside. These are paid protesters, folks. They've got the most beautiful signs made from a factory. They're all printed out. They're handed. It said, if you want any information on the sign, please call this number.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest calls it a sad anniversary, commenting yesterday on the abduction 2 years ago of nearly 300 Nigerian schoolgirls by Boko Haram terrorists in northeastern Nigeria.
The United States continues to strongly support Nigerian efforts to bring about the safe recovery of all of those who have been kidnapped. We have provided a range of assistance to Nigerian authorities as they've sought to rescue those who've been kidnapped.
And Ernest says that the assistance from the United States has included intelligence sharing and military advice. General Motors is recalling more than 1 million Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickup trucks worldwide because the seat belts they're equipped with may not hold people in the event of a crash. The recall covers certain model 1500 pickups from the 2014 and 15 model years. GM says a steel cable that connects the belts to the trucks can wear out and separate over time. If that happens, the belts can come loose. On Wall Street, it's been a struggle. The Dow's down 6 points, the NASDAQ down 2. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Fighting in northern Syria has intensified, posing the biggest threat so far to the cessation of hostilities that came into force 6 weeks ago.
Many of those fleeing the latest violence had already been displaced by earlier fighting and had sought refuge in camps near the border with Turkey. Now many have been trying to cross that border, but Human Rights Watch accused Turkish guards of opening fire to drive them back. They're fleeing from an offensive launched by the so-called Islamic State militants against rebel groups in the area north of Aleppo. But the latest flare-up is bigger and more complex than that. Government forces seem to be trying to gain ground around the northern edge of the city, too, to cut off supply lines to rebel positions inside Aleppo, where bombardments and clashes have also broken out.
And that report is from the BBC's Jim Muir. Of course, the ceasefire in Syria has been continually threatened by a number of violations from both sides. This is townhall.com. James Levine will retire as the Metropolitan Opera's music director at the end of the season.
His retirement ends a 40-year run that lifted the company to a golden era but became increasingly problematic as his health declined. Levine, who turns 73 in June, suffers from Parkinson's disease, and his baton had become harder to follow this season. Met General Manager Peter Gelb says that Levine will become music director emeritus, and a successor as music director will be appointed in the coming months.
That is Keith Peters reporting. A man whose voice is familiar to millions of London subway riders has passed away. Phil Sayers' voice is heard telling riders to mind the gap between the platform and the train. It's also heard on trains and at stations around Britain, sometimes apologizing for cancellations and delays. He once told the Telegraph newspaper that he had apologized, quote, more than anybody in the UK. The voiceover company he ran with his wife says Sayers died yesterday at the age of 62. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You were on the air just then, Carl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Jared turned it on a little bit early then, huh? Oh,
wow. And you said Crackmaster.
Crackmaster. We'll get to that in a second. 805.
You also will be a Crackmaster if you fall off your horse this weekend.
That's right, depending on how you land. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And yes, everybody should be very, very happy. It's Friday, so we can get off the air for 2 days. What's the weather look like for the rest of the weekend there?
Okay, currently.
Because we got rodeo.
Yeah, currently 45 degrees. It's going to be a sunny and beautiful day with our highs of 73. Lows tonight, 51. Tomorrow, a beautiful day for the rodeo down at Red Bluff with our highs of 84. Mostly clear tomorrow night, or Saturday night with a 56. Sunday, we have tickets to give away for the Sunday rodeo at 1:30. But Sunday's going to be 88 with our highs.
It's going to be great.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every morning here on KCNR 1460, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster.
Crackmaster!
Windshield repair. And
you said it before.
Jeff Wirst. I know, but you know, and Jeff Wirst. I just saw Jeff this week. He's a great guy. Better known business here. If you've got a chip as small as a little dot or crack over 24 inches in length, he can fix it. And he guarantees his work. And I've had a 12-inch crack in my windshield that he fixed, gosh, I don't know, 7 years ago, 8 years ago when I bought the truck. And you can't see it. It has never once expanded or anything. He's got a great way of doing it. And like I said, he guarantees his work. It's locally owned, locally operated. You will not be disappointed. Redding Windshield, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market, or give him a call, 241-8373.
We need some rodeo music.
Do we have any rodeo music?
Yeah, you're going to have to
Find some rodeo music there, Jared.
We're very, very excited.
You got it right now?
It kicks off tonight. Actually, it's been, 11 days of rodeo, right, Ruth?
11 days of roundup, yes.
11 days of roundup. And this morning, Carl, we got a big boy here, and here we go.
Wait a minute. No, we have Susan Eastman is on the line. Susan, good morning.
Susan, good morning.
Good morning. You sound so chipper today.
Oh, well, you know
we're getting ready for rodeo.
I know it is Friday. Well, major averages are starting out down this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 8 points at 17,917. The S&P 500 is off a point at 2,081. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 2 points at 4,943. The three most active stocks trading on the big board, Bank of America, down a dime at $14.05. Insco off 84 cents at 972. And Citigroup, positive 74 cents, trading at 45.72. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 54 cents at 103.70. UPS, positive 45 cents, trading at 105.53. And Bank of Commerce, up a nickel at $6.27. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.75%. And for commodities this morning, gold is up $2.80 an ounce at $12.29, and crude oil down $1.28, trading at $41 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Now, she's located down on Park Marina Drive, so
you know, look up Wells Fargo Advisors, Susan Eastman, give her a call. She is their leading investment counselor down there. Give her a call. She is absolutely great.
Now we have our rodeo music, right?
Now, play it.
Jerry,
just
go ahead and go.
Now, hit it.
He's laughing. He's laughing.
Wait a minute.
Jerry's laughing.
Why don't you bring up, like, the words instead of just... Jared, if you look at me one more time and go, huh?
Good morning on this Friday morning if you're just tuning in here. And oh, my gosh, that's a bad karaoke. Good morning and welcome.
Okay, turn it off.
Don't worry about it.
I don't know what that karaoke
is. That's a
what
bad
is
one.
That? Where'd you find that? Turn it out. Just turn it off. Turn it off. Sounds
all
like
right.
Me in the shower. It was must have been from the Los Angeles LGBT Rodeo Association.
Carl.
There is one.
I know. Let's not go there. I mean, but hey, it's all good. Let's talk about the Red Bluff Roundup this weekend and how fortunate we've been all week, Carl, to have a great cowboys and cowgirls in here with us this morning. We've got a tie-down roper, Jared Ferguson. Welcome.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, ma'am. I'm done.
I tell you what, we're here with Ruth Nichols, and Ruth is the one that puts all the publicity out. And you know what? You are so good. I mean, she shows up
handouts.
You know, she's just pursuing it all the time. You are so good.
Thank you.
The rodeo begins 7 p.m.
tonight,
and then 2:30 tomorrow, and 1:30 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. New this year, and we talked about it. Mutton busting, and we learned how you can win the mutton busting contest because Jared Ferguson, our tie down roper, has been watching this for years. Did you participate in this, buddy?
Actually, probably I did. I think everybody does at one point or another.
So you grew up in Cottonwood.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your history and when you got involved with rodeo. Is it something from the family?
Most people, it is something from the family. We grew up as a ranching family. We moved to Cottonwood better part of 15, 16 years ago. And you learn how to rope and ride at home, but then it's like how everything else gets started, so you want to go and compete. So we had to wait till we were high school ready. They didn't have the junior high school like they do now. So when high school came around, we entered up. I grabbed horses, and we kept going. I actually did every boys' event that I could get my hands on, and by the time it all panned out and I went to college, I was just a calf roper.
Now, when you're a tie-down roper, what do you those guys, and you are extreme. You can't see this, ladies and gentlemen, because he's on the air, because you can't. We're not on TV. We're on radio. But you're just a tall guy. And usually the tie-down ropers have to be, you know, there's a lot of strength and big guys.
Well, and it's nice that you say that because I feel good about myself. You know, I think I look good. So.
But I mean, you're like a tall dude.
Unlike your bull riders,
you're
and
like
your, and your saddle bronc and all that, whose center of gravity is
lower,
a lot lower.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. You feel that I'm big, 6'5", 225 pounds.
Yeah,
and so
you get the view, ladies. And he is the Thor. He is the Thor of tie-down ropers. Are you red yet? Love it.
Yeah.
Go home and say, honey, I was called Thor today.
We'll see how that one pans out. I don't know where I'm going to find a cape.
You don't need a cape. You just need a big hammer. So, and on that one.
I was going to avoid that one. I was going to leave that one completely alone.
But Jared,
take that to your rodeo tonight.
Okay, Linda, calm down.
Okay.
Jared, hand me the fire extinguisher. Okay, Jared, you're from Cottonwood, like you said, West Valley High School. And where'd you go to school at? College at?
I did a year and a half at West Hills College, Coalinga.
Okay.
And I transferred over to the University of Las Vegas, Nevada. I rodeoed for 4 years.
Did they give you a can you get scholarships for that?
Yes.
Okay. And
rodeo scholarship.
Well, you know, but you see, like, you'll see every year they give scholarships for so many things. And
wow.
Why not? It's a sport. But every year they have, like, on TV, the National Collegiate Finals, mm-hmm. You know,
definitely.
for rodeo. So,
and the big December rodeo in Las Vegas. That's huge.
The
That's like
finals.
The big. I
yeah.
love it.
How hard is it to get to the big show? like that.
It is extremely difficult.
It is, isn't it?
It really is. It's the top 15 in the world. Let's say in each event there's probably 250. If you take the top 40, top 50 in the world, anybody can make it. If you took out the top 15 today, there'd be more than enough people to replace them. And so it's extremely difficult. You got to travel all year long, and you got to have the right horses, and you got to have everything go right to make it. And then once you get there, it's still got to go your way. Most people show up with not a whole lot in their pockets, and that's why we've been so lucky that they've upped the purse there.
Oh my gosh, I mean, you can walk away from you win one night, I mean, you walk away with what, $60,000-$70,000?
Well, it's not that good, but it's definitely getting there. Now, if you win the average, on the other hand, in one night, you can definitely get a paycheck for $70,000, $80,000.
Some of them, you'll see them, how they'll walk away with, in the six figures, easily in the six figures there for after 5 days.
It is definitely important to have a really good finals.
We have to take a break. When we come back, I really would like to get like the inside of what goes on in your mind when you're ready to get out there on your horse and do the tie within a certain period of time, and what the ballet looks like in your mind, because I'm just curious about that. I've never asked anybody about this before, but the guy's here. But this portion of the show before we leave is brought to you by
Budget Blinds. I tell you what, it's getting going to be hot. We just talked about being hot. Linda stands there in the hallway, looks at this one group of picture windows there we have, and she goes, "It's hot." I said, "Not yet." She says, "It's hot." Call Jerry over at Budget Blinds, have him come over and put something on the windows.
They're single pane, okay?
She didn't like it last year when I spray painted them. She said, "That does not work." So we're going to get window coverings this year. So we called Jerry's over at Budget Blinds because he's the guy that can do it. Check him out at budgetblinds.com or give him a call, 226-9027. Tell him that you want the kind of window coverings that Linda wants all over the house. We'll be right back with our Red Bluff Roundup and Jared Ferguson, our tie-down rofer, and, of course, Ruth, who is kind of the mistress of all ceremonies around here. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Spring, finally. Nothing like the feeling of spring throughout your home. Budget Blinds. In the world of window coverings, Budget Blinds Redding is all you need to know to have exquisite custom window treatments that enhance every room of your home. How? Convenience. Budget Blinds Redding will come to your home or place of business, ask the right questions, and help you select the looks, styles, and colors to make every window a creation you'll love. Style. Budget Blinds Redding will show you the newest trending styles like the cordless dual shades. Energy efficiency. Budget Blinds Redding can help you determine the best selection for your windows, such as a room darkening double cell cellular shade or a layered treatment. You'll save on heating and cooling costs with the right window treatments. Expertise and safety. Budget Blinds Redding will design window coverings for different size windows to unify a room to look perfectly balanced. And most importantly, safety. Budget Blinds Redding can answer any questions about child safety.
Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. Call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. This is my fight song.
Take back my life song. Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Pink. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Signorama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th. This is my fight.
The
The Reading Chapter of Safari Club International is hosting their 22nd annual banquet April 30th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is a leader in protecting your freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Live auction and raffles will include African game safaris, elk, deer and wild boar hunts, and much more. The 22nd annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International promises to be a signature event. For tickets and more information, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075. That's 530-474-5075.
Yeah, I hate to break it to your punk, but all that stuff ain't got a thing to do with being tough.
Good morning. Welcome back to KTNR 1460. Friday here at 8:19 in the morning. We're very excited about the whole Red Blood round going on.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance. Welcome to my world. Alliance Heating in there. You know what? She sleeps in the cowboy hat, and I'm just hoping that the boots and spurs don't come in here.
Yes, you do hope that the burrs and spoots.
Burrs and spoots.
That's a song that we should be calling, Burrs and Spoots After Beer.
Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. In fact, it's over that. Voted best in the North State. 2015, these people do the very best. It's a veteran-owned business, Martin and his people. Guarantee their work. They can work on any type of HVAC system, and they do outstanding service. They give outstanding service. Like I said, best in the North State, 2015. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We're here with Jared Ferguson, tie-down roper, and he's a local guy. And do you travel all over the United States? Is this your profession, I guess I should be asking?
It used to be my profession. Okay. I used to go extremely hard. I've been to every state on this side of the Mississippi and about four or five on the other. I've gone all the way to probably Louisiana, Mississippi, and I've came back and I've literally hit every state. And that's just the wonderful thing about rodeo, is that you will go everywhere and see everything. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't quite know where you wanted to live, you definitely know now.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, well, before we took a break, we were asking Jared about, you're behind the chute. It's time to do calf roping or tie-down roping, as they call it now. What goes through your mind as you're ready to, when the bell rings or the buzzer?
I'll give you the rundown from yesterday.
Okay.
So I was a little bit long in the first round, and it's a four-header, so you need to progress and move forward. So you get two calves guaranteed, and then after that, they take the top 24. Then they roll it down to 12. That's why it's such a good show on Sunday, because you're dealing with the top 12 out of 60. So you're definitely dealing with the cream of the crop. I needed to kind of shorten up my time a little bit. So I asked the guy that had my calf before me, because most calves run the same pattern on a regular basis. Mm. So
and you all share information. This is one of those things where you guys are competing against each other for the money, but yet share information, share equipment, everything.
It's one of the nice things about rodeo. Yeah. Like I said, it's a giant family.
Yeah.
Everybody knows everybody. So you want to help this guy, because next week you're going to need his help.
He's going to help
you. And the week after, you might need a horse, you might need something, and everybody travels together basically as a group. When Red Bluff's in town, you pretty much have everybody there. So when we go somewhere to Clovis next weekend or we go somewhere else, it's going to be the same people there. So it's kind of like a family. You're going to fight and you're going to get in arguments, but you'd better learn to get along. If you don't, it makes it really hard. But anyway, I had asked the guy what his calf did, and he said he was a medium-fast calf. So every calf has the advantage. So they get a head start. So this calf gets a 3-foot head start on me. Before me and my horse can leave, he gets 3-foot head start. So I was going to need to shorten that up a little bit. You can kind of play with it. There's some things involved. But basically, he gets a 3-foot head start. So I asked my mare to be a little bit more weight.
That's the line you see on the calf's neck.
Yes.
And it's connected to the strap that goes across.
Right.
And if you break that, if you...
10-second penalty.
It's 10-second. Okay. All right.
And so basically, it's a nail in your coffin.
Right.
If you get this 10-second penalty, that is the end of whatever you can do.
Right.
That's it. Most calves are tied from the 8 to, 6-second range.
Mm-hmm.
So if you add 10 on top of that, you basically could have made two runs for the price of one, and so you're pretty much out of any roping anywhere.
Right.
But I needed to push this line because I was long, really long, the day before. And so I pushed it. I got a really good start, and calf was right out in front of me. My mare actually was a little bit slower than I would have liked the day before, so I asked for a little bit more power, and I asked her to be a little bit more on edge. So I kind of built up her adrenaline before we went in. She drove up to the calf really good, and I just missed. Basically, after all the practicing, after everything that we do. Luckily, we're only 15 minutes from home, because there's nothing worse than driving 12 hours after it went
and
bad.
Miss.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's okay. a long drive.
Here's the question. So the horse then immediately sets down, because the horse knows when you throw, it's time for her to start working.
Correct.
At that point, does she turn around and look at you?
Sometimes. Oh, it's such a bad feeling. She goes, hey, by the way, the calf was right there, and I did my job. So what she does
and refuses
is
to talk to you for a week.
Well, no, I have to bribe her with an apple. So then I go back. I'm like, I'm so sorry. You know, I know that you did a fine job. So here's an apple, because she's a mare and she will definitely hold it against me. She's like, you remember those 10 calves we roped the day before, you know, practice for you? Those were completely unnecessary because you went and missed anyway.
This is like when you're a gun dog and you go out and it sits there on a hold for 5 minutes. You get there and it flush and you miss it, and the dog just doesn't understand this. The dog's looking around like, excuse me, I can just see this. Yeah, so, yeah. Okay, 10 calves we roped yesterday. I hurt my feet. Hurt. Oh, guys, I got a little sore here on the withers, and you miss.
What was this? A lot of prep for a whole lot of nothing.
All right. So now, are you riding tonight?
No. See, this is what I said. The cream of the crop rises. I was not pouring the cream this time.
He's in the buttermilk.
Yeah, no. The stuff that settles to the bottom, that's definitely me. That was like, okay, yeah.
You know, but here's the truth about you. You just don't know. You get out there and you give everything you've got. That doesn't mean that you're going to, like bull riders, ride the 8 seconds, or that you're going to be able to, you know, it's human error. That's the beauty of it.
Beautiful things about rodeo.
Yeah.
I buy my PRCA card, and I get to play with the best in the world, period. As long as I pay my entry fees, I get to play. And so any given day, I can beat anybody. Any given day, they can beat me. So you take the top names in our world, I get to play with them every day. I don't have to play through the AA or the AAA. I don't have to work my way up. I pay my money, and they're sitting next to me. They're going to be after me. They might ask me for help. You don't know. That's one of the beautiful things about rodeo, is that there is no barrier to your competitiveness. There's no help. There's no assistance. It's you, your horse, and an animal.
Jared, what do you do when you're not doing this now?
I ranch.
You ranch here?
I run cattle.
You run cattle?
Mm-hmm.
Out there. I tell you what, Jared, you seem like a good guy, and your wife, is name is Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And
is she a cowgirl?
Yes.
Did she used to?
Of course she is.
Is she a roper?
The one strange thing is that she's from L.A.
What part, though? Because there's some cowgirls in L.A.
There is. Actually, you'd be surprised how many there are.
Mm-hmm.
But I met her in college, and we've been together since college. So it took us a better part of 8 or 9 years. We don't move very fast. We're kind of a slow couple.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get married for 8 or 9 years. Now we've been married for 2 years. So we've been together since I was 18. And so we've done this together.
Wow.
For a long, long time.
Do you ranch in this general area, then?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
My father has ranches everywhere.
Oh,
and,
okay.
We have ranches from Bakersfield, California, all the way up into northern Washington.
Really? Got any turkeys on this land?
Yes, no, we have some turkeys. I heard you were having a difficult time catching some turkeys.
I
haven't known you very long, but they're everywhere. I mean,
how close were you when you missed that? How close were you?
Well, a calf has 4 legs and he's running. You know, a turkey just has 2 and he's walking along. I don't think he can move that fast.
Turkeys are slinking. They're stealthing around here.
But then again,
I only do this for 30 days because I can only do it 30 days out of the year. You do it what?
Yeah.
250 days? What?
Yeah, no, 365. Mentally, there's some days where it's real painful. We try to add more days into the year.
There's a couple of times I wish I had another shot.
That's like, fantastic, Jared. Seriously, it's been a humorous morning and a really insightful one about what goes on with a tie-down roper and what goes on with rodeo. And by the way, right now, you're listening, you're laughing this morning. It's 605-4567, our hotline here. We have tickets to give away for Sunday's rodeo. You know the weather's going to be fabulous. It's going to be a great event. Come and support the rodeo. We've got tickets for a family of 4. How's that?
There we go.
Of 4, 605-4567 for Sunday at 1:30.
Jared, you come back anytime, seriously, because you're a good guy. And we can talk rodeo or whatever you want to talk about. You got a great sense of humor.
It'd be interesting to talk about what's going on with the industry. with the cattle industry.
And changes and all that, you know, because
yeah,
John Growney was on, has been on before, and that John and we talked one time about how it's gotten almost to the point where the bulls are just, it's almost unfair because the bulls are bred so well now. And that
well, and
cowboys
keep
are just
giving them an unfair advantage. Did you hear they're taking these things and they're taking them and swimming them? So now they have more muscles than the guys that are trying to ride them. And you're just like, you're going to put this poor little kid on that bull? And I go, oh, yeah, no, it's going to go great.
5'6", 125 pounds is on this 2-ton bull. And the bull just says, is there something up there?
It's like a gnat. You just want to swat it off.
And that's generally what happens.
I tell you what, it's, but we talked about this breeding and how the first time that bull goes into the chute, looks out and knows what it's supposed to do.
Red Bluff Roundup.
Just because. Red Bluff Roundup.
This weekend, right now,
We're going to be there tonight.
Tonight. Woo!
That's right. And tomorrow at 2:30 and Sunday at 1:30. It's got so much going on. Cowboy, got bucking horses and bulls, of course, the Budweiser Clydesdales, horse racing, wild pony races, woo, mutton busting, everything is going to be there. And Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day is the 17th. So you'll see it's going to be a sea of pink out there.
Come and join us. And by the way, again, those tickets, give us a call now at 605-4567. Four tickets we're giving away for Sunday's rodeo. Thanks so much, Jared. Ruth, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. We're going to be right back after these messages with Stephanie Bridget, our Chief Deputy DA.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Still out there riding fences.
Good morning, welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on this beautiful Friday. It's currently Well, gosh, my gosh. Did we say 50 degrees?
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Look at it.
See, what happens when you're in the box here, you got to really pay attention to the numbers as they rise outside, because what we're going to experience today, our highs are 73, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 51. Saturday, tomorrow, of course. And again, did Jared, anybody call in for those tickets for the Sunday rodeo
tickets?
Oh, come on. I've got
Somebody give us a call. Got four tickets.
We want to fill the seats, guys. It's a great thing. We got four tickets for a family to go to the Red Bluff Roundup, which is the best family experience.
That's right.
It's a blast.
Get yourself started here with the Red Bluff Roundup, then we're just going to segue you into the Reading Rodeo, too. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. That's right. Take a step back in time. It's the best barbershop in the whole California, Oregon, Washington area. That's right. I'm being a little bold there, but I think it is. I believe it is. Man's last stronghold. You can't go wrong in a place that's man's last stronghold. It's got a bullet hole in the window. You can't go wrong there. Anyway, great place. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And did I mention it was a veteran-owned business? Okay. Now, if you're going to be in trouble, this is the woman you do not want on the other side.
We're glad she's our friend.
Looking at you with those cold blue eyes. Chief Deputy District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
How have things been going with your office, with the DA's office?
Things are going as usual.
We got a dropped mic here. We're gonna get that puppy up there.
That's okay, we got it.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
all right, we're all good now. Well, you know, you got to have your shoes fit, so your microphone needs to be right
there. Yeah, it keeps falling down. This is right. Good. This is good.
Okay, so how are things going on with the DA's office right now? What's new?
What's new is really what we're working on for this month, because this month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, as well as Crime Victims' Rights Week, which is actually this week, April 10th through the 16th. But the entire month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and that's kind of really what we're focusing on this month. So we've got a couple of things planned that I wanted to come in here and talk about.
Well, we see you brought us in a piece of paper that's called, it's like a new campaign, and I like what it's saying, is start by believing. You're going as, to the extent that you're having like outside of Kubler's a furniture parking lot, you're going to be doing some kind of a ceremonial thing. What's happening?
Yeah, so that's going to be on next Tuesday, April 19th. We'll be out there from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Shasta Center Show and Shine.
Okay.
That's always a tongue twister. That's in the Kubler's parking lot. We're going to be there. We'll have a booth. And we're really going to be letting people know about this campaign. It's actually a national campaign that we've kind of adopted here locally called Start by Believing. And basically what that is encouraging a compassionate response if someone comes to you and says that they've been a victim of any type of sexual assault and the impact that that can have if you have a compassionate response. So we're asking members of the public to come out that day, get information about what's going on in our county, nationally, and what they can do to start by believing, take that pledge, join in that pledge for our county, that's what we're going to do here in Shasta County.
And that's next Tuesday.
Correct.
At the Keebler's parking lot at 1894 Churn Creek between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Take the pledge to respond with kindness and support. Because this hasn't always been the way it was. I can remember back, I know I've grown up through this, where a woman who said that she'd been sexually assaulted, been raped, when it went to trial, she was put on trial.
Oh, absolutely.
Her whole life was thrown out there. And if you, and you know, to show that, oh, she doesn't deserve to be able to be protected by the law because maybe she lived a life of where she, you know, maybe she was. So what if she was sexually promiscuous if it doesn't count? Mm-hmm. And it was a big movie that kind of, you know, based on a true story with Jodie Foster, that really kind of drove that one home, that sexual assault is not something that just, you know, it shouldn't be covered up, or it shouldn't be, a woman should not be afraid to bring this up because she's afraid of what's going to happen to her in a courtroom. And laws have changed dramatically since that.
Yeah, they have. There's a lot of laws out there that protect people now and limit, you know, what can come in as far as credibility or, you know, what's in their past. But really, we want to even start earlier than that. We want to start even so it can get to law enforcement, get to the courtroom. Because a lot of times, a man or woman are going to report first to a friend, to a family member, someone they trust. And that's where we're wanting to tell people to have a compassionate response, to first start by believing that person. Because if you don't, if your response is, well, are you sure it was a rape?
Had you been drinking or
yeah,
something
or
like
why
that?
Were you at that party? If those yeah. are the responses that they get, they are way less likely to take it another step and ever tell anybody again. And, you know, research shows that a person who is a rapist, someone who's raped, is going to do it again. That on average, they have attacked 6 people. And that's the research that I've seen that tells us. And so if you don't believe a person and you have that negative response, that victim is less likely to go report that to law enforcement. Therefore, that person who perpetrated this crime is going to have no responsibility, and likely there'll be other victims. So if we can, as a community, take that pledge to just be compassionate and start by believing, at least encourage that person that, you know, I want to hear you, I believe you, let them go report it, and then we'll see what comes of it from there. And yeah. That's what we're asking.
Yeah, you can't discourage the person from reporting it. And you shouldn't. I mean, and sometimes people do it for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it comes, maybe they're trying to protect the person, but sometimes they're trying to protect themselves, too, especially in a family.
Well, it's for women, for some women, I would think it's generational that, you know, you can just go hear the tapes of anything premarital or anything that hinted or anything that was... you know, why did you put yourself in that? There's a stigma of it being, you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
What'd
you expect?
It's dirty. You know, you're dirty. It's your, you know, it's, there's a lot of religious, there's a lot of, from a generational thing. I'm talking about the 50s,
right.
Some 60s. And some of that is that you're, you know, you put yourself, you went out drinking and, you know, you brought it on.
Right.
I'm not saying, in my family, I'm not that I'm trying to, but I can hear it. I can hear it with maybe some of the movies and I'm from the 70s, so you know I see it and I hear it. And there was a time when we never talked about this kind of thing. So I'm glad that it's reaching the surface now, where people can have a safe place that they can come to, and the law is on their side.
Right. And that's the response that we're talking about, is that disbelieving, that are you sure, that were you in the wrong place? And take a look at, say, like if someone was in some type of a car collision related accident, and they go and they tell their family or friends, they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. That's awful. They're not going to say, well, why were you driving there and what were you doing? Yeah. And like be skeptical. So people need to kind of look at sexual assault the same way. Start with that, oh, you know, I feel compassionate for you. I'm sorry, and let me hear what you have to say. And if you really look at those two circumstances, you're gonna see it.
And you know? And folks, those that you're listening, this is not just for women.
Right.
This is for men, and this is for also for kids that could be have maybe, like I said, been in an environment where
been touched inappropriately by somebody that they need to be able to come up and talk, even if it's good old Uncle Bill.
Yeah, because a lot of times that extra piece that makes it even harder is that the person they're responding to is like, oh, that's my husband, that's my dad, that's my brother, right. That the kid is saying
about.
That this happened, and even if they do believe him and have a somewhat compassionate, a lot of times it's, well, we'll just take care of it here. You don't need to tell anybody else. And that just has such a negative impact on the child or on the adults that have that, get the strength to come forward and tell someone.
Sure.
And then be pretty much told, without being straight out told, that we don't really believe you or we don't want anyone else to know about it because there's something wrong with you. you know.
Have there been more rapes reported in Shasta County over the last few years? Or is it about the same? Or
yeah, you know, crime is always kind of steadily going up. And what I looked at our stats before I came in here for last year to kind of see where we were at. Our Crime Victim Assistance Center provided services to approximately 500 sexual assault-related incidents or victims. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty large number. We handled 135 cases. Our sexual assault prosecutor worked on and handled that many cases in 2015. Took five of them, I believe it was, maybe six, to a jury trial last year. So, you know, there's a significant amount of cases that are processed and handled through our office, and that doesn't even include everything that's investigated by our local agencies that don't even make it to us. So mm-hmm. it's definitely out there in our community, and everyone can do something to try and get these perpetrators held responsible.
Okay. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney for Shasta County. We're talking about the Start by Believing, where that's going to occur on Tuesday, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Keebler's parking lot on Churn Creek. Take the pledge to start by believing and offer your support to those who are sexually assaulted. What will you say? This social media-style campaign will provide an opportunity to change the way we respond to rape, sexual assault, and crime victims in our community. What will your reaction be? We're going to be back after these messages, but this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club with their very unique training program in their saltwater pool that gives, you know, that really stresses your ability to build yourself, but without the added hazards of beating your ligaments and knees and ankles and your joints on the ground. You're in the water, and Linda will tell you about
it. I'm loving it. Kathleen Kelling is a wonderful instructor and personal trainer, too, as well. And there's nothing more magic than working out in the water. I swear, it's just like my newfound yay.
Yeah, and I tell you what, they've got it all. They've got dozens of machines. There's no waiting. You've got a big weight room there. You've got saunas. You've got it all right there at Wellgate Sports Club. And you can also join our Spartan Run group that's going to go on the Spartan Run, a 3-mile obstacle course in November. I understand that Stephanie Bridget is really interested in this and was thinking about representing the DA over there when we make that run. Give them a call at 768-1205. We'll be right back after these messages.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a moving sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Reading's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale. Sale ends April 16th. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Reading Kia has temporarily moved.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Reading Kia.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Just a small town girl.
Right here on KCNR 1460, we're live.
Welcome
Jared,
back.
You need to give us the up because we're talking. We're going.
Wait, no, you know, it's the second time you've done that to me today. Jared, were you trying to get me kicked off the air? Huh? Yeah, that's right. And I'm here with the DA. I mean, she can just, like, lock me up. Just has to make us a phone call. All right. Hey, two things. The Reading Regional Chapters of the Safari Club International 22nd Annual Banquet is going to be Saturday, April the 30th. I'm telling you what. This is going to be an outstanding banquet. I'm just, you know what? You're going to miss one of the biggest events of the year. If you are a hunter or fisherman, this is the place to go to. Right now, they have negotiated hunts. These ones are going to be auctioned. Is a Lincoma Safari African 10-day safari for two hunters. Another photo safari for two people. Cow elks, goose hunts, New Zealand hunts, Igo hunts. Hog hunts, they've got them all out there at Safari Club International, and plus dozens and dozens, can I say, and dozens more of guns and great raffle items. All of this is going to be on the 30th of April. Give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075 or go to scireading.org and download your ticket request, or just come into here at 1326 Market Street and pick one up. You're going to have a great time. I'm emceeing, and it's just going to be a good time. Now, the second thing is, we saw Mary Poppins last night.
We did.
My gosh. It was an you know me. I don't go to these. Extraordinary show.
I cried three times.
Extraordinary show. Right here in town. When they did supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, first of all, me being able to say that on a Friday morning is something, but their presentation of it was just absolutely phenomenal. And then the one where the chimney sweeps were dancing was a showstopper.
And they all tapped. The whole production tapped.
Was tapping. I mean,
it was so good.
I can't tell you enough. I can't tell you, my friends. Get your tickets. If you miss this one, you have really missed one of the shows of the year. Janet Laird and
Hillary Rogers and Jill Brown, and the list goes on and on and on.
The lighting, the sets
were amazing. The costumes fabulous.
Yes.
It was so well cast. I'm just.
And
on the way home, we were saying, now remember, these people are not flying in from New York.
Yeah.
They're not like
it's
in
great.
LA.
It was great.
They're not like equity players. These are like local people that go to work. And I thought, oh my God, how do they do it? How do they do a production
it was like this
and then go to work the next day?
Yeah.
I mean, amazing.
It's at the Cascade.
Okay.
Get your tickets. Take your kids. You know what? I frankly don't go to a lot of the productions. Linda says, I want you to go to this. I said, okay.
Important.
And I went to it, and I am so glad that I did.
Yeah.
And I would recommend it to anybody. Jarhead.
Make you happy, didn't it?
Jarhead,
happy, happy,
everybody.
Happy.
Everybody goes
take
to
your
it. Make you happy. Yeah. And
the kids
are going to love it, and you're going to love it.
And
it's
take the inner
good.
Kid in you.
That's right. Okay. Mm. Our guest is Stephanie Bridget, who is the Chief Deputy District Attorney of Shasta County. And we're talking about the sexual assault awareness that's going to happen a day out at the Shasta Center Show and Shine, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., you take the pledge to start by believing. When someone tells you you were sexually assaulted, what will you say? And there is a piece of paper that says, my name is, and when someone tells me they were raped or sexually assaulted, I start by believing. Linda and I are going to take that pledge this morning, and Stephanie,
You, as people come up and sign this, they get their photos taken and are added, if they want to, are added part to the wall.
Yeah, they are. The Shasta County District Attorney's Office has a Facebook page, and I encourage anybody to get on there, search for Shasta County District Attorney, like our page, because almost every day we're trying to post something that is awareness about events like this, community outreach that's occurring, also any resolutions in court or jury trial verdicts right after the verdicts happen. We're posting those verdicts. We're posting sentencings. We're posting, you know, as much as we can to just kind of get more information out there to the community about what we're doing. And when our consumer protection unit finds out about a new scam or a new fraud in our community, we're posting that as well. But on Tuesday, we're going to have our community members take this pledge, take the picture with the sign, and if they want, we will add their picture to our Start by Believing campaign on our Facebook page, and we're hoping to have a huge amount of them. So we're going to take your picture today and add that and we're hoping to get a lot of the community out next week and really help this campaign.
So basically, the energy there with having people sign this pledge is the hope that people won't be closeted with the fact that they're experiencing the trauma of holding these secrets and these tragedies close to them, and that they expose it and feel like there's a safe place to do that.
Right. And even if they ultimately don't report to law enforcement, at least they feel like they've been believed, that they're not, in effect, re-traumatized by someone saying, no, I don't believe you, or that's not really what happened, because that can be extremely traumatizing. Yeah. And really add to that traumatic effect. So having someone believe them is the first step, and then they can go and get their own services if they want. They can call into our office and get services. We do have a direct number. It's 530-225-5220 if anyone wants to call into our Crime Victim Assistance Center, who has been a victim really of any crime, and we have the ability to provide services and what people need there. And that's even if they never even get to, you know, prosecuting the case. But just getting them out there and getting them to be believed in the services they need are first and foremost.
What's the hardest part about prosecuting a rape case? Because you say you investigate dozens, but only six get to trial.
Right. Well, six go through jury trial.
Right.
Now, the other 130 that were touched last year, a vast majority of them are going to end up entering a plea, mm-hmm. of some sort short of trial. And, you know, and there's always a few that end up, we don't go forward on them for one reason or another. But one of the hardest things is it's always proof, you know, because a lot of times this isn't the crime that occurs in the middle of the mall with everyone watching and there's a lot of witnesses. So it's really building the case. And a lot of times it's talking to the person that the victim first talked to. And that person can usually come in and testify about, you know, as the initial person who took the report of abuse, and they can talk about that. That really can help a case, or just trying to investigate it and get enough corroborating type evidence to go forward on it. And, you know, that doesn't mean that sometimes we don't go forward on cases where it's just the victim said this happened and the perpetrator saying no, it didn't, because we can go forward on those cases. And there's certainly case law out there that says a jury can convict a person based on the testimony of just one person in sexual assault cases. And that's a specific jury instruction to these cases because they are so unique and that they happen behind closed doors.
It doesn't happen in the mall.
Right, right.
It's not like somebody breaking into your...
Could be... That's not true. You could be touched or groped
in the mall.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm talking about, I'm talking about rape, but sexual assault. You're right. Yeah. Somebody could be doing that to you in the mall.
Absolutely.
And there's also the peeping Tom and stuff like that that can happen. And you never know. There are stories about people that are at the back of the stores and stuff like that. Things can happen. Things can happen. So we would think, oh, that's never going to happen. Well, yes, it can happen in the mall, right there in the mall, in the bathroom in the mall.
Yeah, and that's a good point. That's a good point. And they, you know, like you said, in the back of the store, stuff like that can happen.
Right.
So, for sure.
Okay, so the big thing is the Shasta County District Attorney's Office is inviting everybody to start by believing. Will you take the pledge? When someone tells you, they were sexually assaulted, what will you say? Take the pledge to start by believing and offer your support. Tuesday, April 19th, in Keebler's parking lot during the Shasta Center Show and Shine from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can take the pledge to respond with kindness and support when someone discloses they were a victim of sexual assault. And when it's not that 18 or 20 year old girl you got to be thinking about. It could be an older woman, an older man. It could be a child. All of these. And you need to be able to listen to them. This campaign provides an opportunity to change the way we respond to rape, sexual assault, and crime victims in our community. For more information, call 225-5220. And the pledge you sign says, my name is, and when someone tells me they were raped or sexually assaulted, I start by believing. Stephanie Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney of Shasta County, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we will be talking about it again and pushing this out there again. And Linda and I are going to take that pledge right now.
Absolutely. And we're going to take the picture, and it'll be on Facebook because, that again, we encourage everybody to go out to Kubler's on the 19th and when they're doing the show and shine and be the face. Just go ahead and be brave to be the face of saying, so many times when they're raped or sexually assaulted, I start by believing.
That's right. Okay, thanks a lot for everybody. And, hey, get to Mary Poppins at the Cascade Theater. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. France is cracking down on websites suspected of glorifying or inciting terrorism. The content of those sites is being taken down, and the websites are being delisted from search engines. Next door in Belgium, the country's transport minister is out of a job following word of a report that details airport security flaws. Correspondent John Thor Dahlberg in Brussels.
The Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said that after his talks with Transport Minister Jacqueline Gallant, Gallant presented her resignation to the King and the King accepted it.
Gallant says she's a victim of what she calls a media crusade, insisting that she was never lax on security. Bernie Sanders supporters out in force in Rome, not Rome, New York, Rome, Italy. The Democratic presidential candidate attending a Vatican conference focusing on income inequality. Sanders has issued a global call to